Weather in the northern plains will continue to be a bit varied as we go forward through the balance of this week into the coming weekend. And unfortunately, we're going to come into a stone wall of cold air that we will not be able to avoid. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. A little bit of light snow is occurring out there right now from central Minnesota into parts of northern North Dakota, but it's very light and not causing a lot of problems. There's been a few reports of freezing drizzle and a little freezing rain out there as well, but that is not too common. Now, as we go out through the rest of the afternoon and the evening, most of this precipitation will push off to the southeast. We're not expecting it to have a huge impact on any travel across the region. We do expect a little disturbance to come around again tomorrow, but tomorrow's precipitation will be mostly west of the Missouri River, so most of our listening area will not be impacted, and we'll expect to see only a dusting of snow out to the west. The rest of us will just have kind of a quiet day. It'll be colder tomorrow than it is today. Temperatures out there right now are running mostly in the 20s and 30s. We do have an expectation, though, for tomorrow's temperatures to be a bit colder, with teens and 20s likely to occur in many locations. I do not expect us to stay cool, though, for very long. We'll turn right around and warm back up again as we finish out the week, but only temporarily. There will be that brick wall of cold air coming at us, and the temperatures over the weekend will fall precipitously. Before we get to that, though, we will have a rain and snow event of greater significance that will push across the region. This is expected to occur on Thursday, and we'll expect some of that moisture to be in Thursday night, or actually Wednesday night into Thursday morning, but it's Thursday primarily that the majority of this moisture will come around. It will linger in the eastern parts of our region on Friday morning, and we're talking about rain and snow both, so we will be warming up enough to get above freezing for a little while in parts of the region. The snow is going to be most likely near the Canada border and in portions of Minnesota. We'll see a dusting upwards to 2 or 3 inches coming with this event. It will be a wet snow because the colder air will lag behind for a little while. But then you should expect to see increasing north wind that will occur during the day on Friday, and the colder air will begin to push into the region. A second round of cold air will arrive on Friday night into Saturday. That's going to create some snow in parts of western South Dakota, Nebraska, and Montana. The rest of us will see a few snow flurries, but basically the colder air will begin to push through the region, and we'll expect to see the temperatures this weekend staying below zero in portions of the region, and we'll look for some single-digit readings in other areas. Nighttime lows will fall to the negative teens and negative single digits. It would not surprise me to see one or two spots coming close to minus 20 on the Canada border by the early part of next week. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.